I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The wildfires that continue to rage in Southern California are not just a danger to human lives, property, and animals. Given where some of these fires have hit in the state, they also threaten indigenous culture. Of the more than 8,000-some firefighters battling the Thomas Fire in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, count among them the members of the Chumash Fire Department. They're from the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians. Gilbert Romero is a fire captain and cultural specialist for the Chumash FD. So you're at the reservation and getting ready to head back out to the fire about 15 miles away. How many sacred sites are you and your team concerned about, like right now?
As far as getting a hard number, I couldn't tell you that. I know that there is a couple hundred in the excess of, 500 just in my local area. But as we get further to the east out there in Ventura and where the fire started, I imagine there's about that, if not more. So probably double that number.
Incredible. So what is a sacred site, for example, that you're looking to protect?
Anything that's significant to, history of the tribe. Could be a working site, it could be an old village site, a burial site, or an area where indigenous people were traveling and stopped to camp overnight. Something that has the history kind of footprinted in that location is significant to our tribe.
So just in the context of fighting fires, you're a cultural specialist. What does that mean? What do you do?
So I'm in both worlds. I fight fire and I also do the cultural specialist job, which is to protect and preserve, our history. So a typical day is going to the morning briefing, seeing where that fire activity is going to be. So we know what areas we're able to go in safe and which areas we want to stay clear of. We'll get our site records and compare that to the map of where we're going to be at for the day. We'll go check it out and see if there's any damage done to the site due to equipment or hand crews. There's been times where we've had to wrap whole big boulders with fire-resistant material, or we'll get a hold of folks that are leading the dozers in and tell them, hey, this area is sensitive, so can you maneuver the dozers around this to protect the site? So there's a lot of pre-planning involved, and it's tough because the cultural specialist isn't available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, like firefighters are.
And what happens, what do you do if there is damage to those sacred sites?
We can't really do anything other than document it. We're kind of the ones to bring what we're seeing out there back to the tribe and say, hey, this is what has been affected and this is, sites that have been protected or lost.
Why did you decide to become a cultural specialist for the fire department? I've heard that your father did the same job.
He currently does the same job. He doesn't do it with the fire department. He actually works for the tribe. And that's what he does. Is he goes out to job sites where they may be moving earth and he makes sure that they don't, damage a site. And he still does it to this day. And that's his love and his passion. And it's one of mine as well. As soon as I graduated high school, my dad put me to work monitoring, going out protecting sites. It's just something that, folks here on the reservation just grew up around. And now we're kind of getting paid to do it. But it's something that's close to our heart because we get to protect our heritage, protect our history.
The thing is with you, Gilbert, you're a fire captain and a cultural specialist. Does that change your mindset from that of a fire captain who is concerned strictly about getting the flames out ASAP?
When that comes to me and my dad's point of view, yes. His mindset is protect all sites at all costs. And being as I have that background in fire, I know that we're not always going to save all the sites. There's going to be times where we need to save people's life. And if it costs losing a site over it because we can't get to it or we don't have the personnel to do that, then that's where it gets kind of hard because we have two jobs to do. And cultural sites are important to us. But my number one job that I'm hired to do is firefighter.
We keep hearing that this Thomas Fire is historic in terms of scale and damage. Have you ever seen anything like what we're seeing right now?
No, it's burning really fast and fires are getting really big. I haven't seen anything like this, since Zacha Fire in 2007. No fire's ever the same, but every year it just seems like it's getting worse and worse.
Gilbert Romero is a fire captain and cultural specialist for the Chumash Fire Department in California. Thanks very much for speaking with us and stay safe out there. Best of luck.
Okay, thank you.